Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to two openings this evening. In the book of Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs 10, and then also we'll be looking in Ecclesiastes 11. Proverbs 10, Ecclesiastes 11. We have been on a series for some time now on Friday nights called How to Harvest. How to Harvest. Now, if you haven't been with us, we've already covered a lot of ground. The previous messages and parts are available to you at no charge. Go on the internet, download them in their entirety. It won't cost you anything. If you're in the building here, you can go up to the Word Supply. You can get a CD, you can get a DVD. It won't cost you anything. And no charge means no excuse for not knowing it, not getting it. So take advantage of these things and get caught up with us. This is a very important subject. You heard the lady talking about the person hadn't realized a harvest off of some things in the past, but this time they knew they had it. They knew they were in faith, and well, the proof is there, right? They've already seen these things come to pass. They're different ideas about these things. A whole lot of good, saved, church-going people think they don't believe in sowing and reaping concerning finances and material things. And they find fault with people like me and folks like you that believe in these things. And they ridicule and mock when we talk about sowing something. I've heard people say, oh, there's nothing like that in the Bible. And it just makes you shake your head and go, why have they read the Bible? Because Genesis talks about that as long as the earth exists, this principle of seed time and harvest, of sowing and reaping, is going to continue. And Jesus taught about the seed and the different types of ground and the harvest. And he said, when they didn't understand it, he said, if you don't understand this, how can you understand any of the parables? Obviously, it's the one all of them, the rest are built on. If you ate today, you ate because of seed time and harvest.
That's right. Right.
Whether it's plants or animals or anything else, I mean trees, flowers, everything. Everything is the result of seed time and harvest. And the New Testament, if you haven't read 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, particularly in those two books, he goes into some detail about sowing and reaping as pertains to finances and money and offering. He's very specific about it. And people that don't believe it, they need to come into the knowledge of it and accept that this is the way it is, whether they want to think it is or not, that's the way it is. But then some people have embraced it, and they've become givers, and they've also learned how to make confessions and to confess and proclaim that they're blessed and claim harvests. That's part of what we're dealing with now, is that some have come to the position that all there is to prospering is giving and making confessions. And that's not true. There's more to it than that. And that's what we're dealing with in How to Harvest. There are people who have tithed and given and made confessions for decades, and they are not where they ought to be financially and materially. It's a fact. They've struggled, and they have given, and they've confessed, and some have done it and concluded, it's not right, this doesn't work, and quit. And others are persuaded, and so they keep doing it, but they're not experiencing what they say they believe. I know it's quiet, but you didn't come to church for me to just tickle your ears now, did you? I mean, the truth is what makes us free.
Right. Right.
Well, the truth is good news, though.
Yes.
If sowing is right and reaping is right, then when you do it right, it works.
That's right.
You will get results. And so we're talking about what the Word says about how to harvest. Sowing is important. We spent a couple of different nights on tithing because that is key to harvest. Tithing is not sowing. Tithing is returning the holy portion to the one it belongs to. But tithing protects your sowing.
Amen.
It protects it. It allows your sowing to be blessed and protected. And we've already covered that in some detail. So if that's new to you, don't let that pass by. And please, if you don't tithe, take advantage of these materials that are available right now. We got four messages on the front page of the website. They're right there handy. Don't even have to look for them. They're right there. If you're not a tither, you are forfeiting important benefits. You are lacking protection from the devourer. When your stuff doesn't last and your stuff is broken and stolen and messed up, that cuts right into your prosperity. Because that's money you should be saving or spending on something else or able to give. And it's obvious sometimes in people's lives, stuff is being devoured. It's just being devoured up around them. And the Lord said, if you're a tither, He would rebuke the devourer for you. For your sake. And so the blessing part on your sowing, and then once your sowing is produced a harvest, Him keeping the devourer from devouring your harvest, this is what tithing brings you, among other things. But then one of the big truths that I think a lot of charismatics, Word and Faith people have missed is that reaping is not automatic. And reaping is not God's responsibility. See, so many have thought, if I'll give an offering and make a good confession, I'm done. Then it's up to God to cause me to harvest. Well, we're taught in the Scriptures about spiritual sowing and reaping by comparing it to natural sowing and reaping. That's what the Scripture uses to teach us about. And every farmer knows that no harvest marches to the barn by itself. Every farmer knows that. And yet, why do church people think that the harvest comes in by itself? Many faith people do. And that's why some people think they're against 30, 60, 100-fold. They think they don't believe in that. Because they haven't experienced it. And they think, well, if I haven't experienced it, then it must not be real. But it's also connected with them thinking it's all up to God. What kind of harvest they get or how much of a harvest they get. No. How much harvest we reap is affected by numerous variables, just like a soybean harvest is, or a cotton crop, or anything else.
Right.
How many understand that there's several variables that affect how much crop they get?
Yes, sir.
If you want the sun to shine on it and the rain to fall on it, that's where we talked about tithing. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven. I'll pour you out a blessing, right?
Thank you, Lord.
If you don't want the pests and the bugs to get in there or the weather to destroy it, you need protection from the devourer.
Right.
And that's tithing. But then also, just like it takes faith to sow, and then it takes faith to stand while it grows, there comes a time when the harvest is ready.
Amen.
And it's not God to get the harvest in. He will direct us when, where, and how to step out and to cast the net on the right side of the ship at the right time, and then we'll pull in a harvest that's too big for the net to hold. And you might have fished all night long and got nothing. Just doing what you know how to do. But when He directs you, That's when you reap the harvest. But it's still you going out, you throwing the net, you pulling it in. Even when he rained manna out of the sky, they still had to go out and pick it up. Did you find Proverbs? Proverbs, the 10th chapter and the 4th verse. Proverbs 10:4 says, he becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. If you just goof off and are slack, this scripture is just as true as Mark 11:23. Isn't it? You won't prosper. You'll become poor. Verse 5, he that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Is it possible to sleep through a harvest? Is it possible to be lazy and goof off when you're supposed to be getting up, going out, doing something? The further we've gone in the things of God, I know it was so obvious just a few months ago, we were needing a big chunk to come in concerning some of the things down in Sarasota. And we're believing God, but I've learned that God answers you in the form of direction. And then when you do what he tells you to do, that connects you with the provision. And there was a particular thing. I wasn't planning on going to this place and being involved in any way, but the Lord dealt with me. And so I got my little stuff together and I took off and I went. And before the week was over, I was at the right place and the right time, and a seed came in that we could use for that project, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, what if you hadn't gone? What if you hadn't done what he told you to do that week? See, the Lord said, cast the net on the right side of the ship. Yep. Then, do you understand what I'm talking about? That we have something to do with the harvest. You don't just give in the offering and make confessions and that's it. That's right. That gets you started. Yeah. Right. Tithing gets you blessed. Yeah. And gets you protected. Amen. And if you'll stand and not quit, not give up, there'll come a time. Amen. When the Lord will prompt you. Yes. Go over here and do this. Go over here and do that. Works for everybody. The same. Doesn't matter if you're a preacher or a plumber. No difference. Works exactly the same. Go over here. Do this now. And if you're lazy and lay around, don't do it. This scripture says you'll become poor. And you could sleep right through a harvest.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.